to that?
I guess I've always been a bit curious as to, I know it's better for us to discover them ourselves, but is there ever a place for some pointing out in some sensitive way?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. But I think it is. The thing is also you have to trust people that they are sincere in the practice and that they're, because if you're telling everybody all their faults and their flaws and their deep-seated habits, that might be a deep-seated habit. And and people, we learn much. We really learn something, and we're willing to change when we see it ourselves. And that's something that Ajahn Chah was really skillful at being able to hold up a mirror in ways, or set up conditions in ways that we would. We'd be able to see that, and also the it'd be rare that he would actually point to a person and point out a particular flaw or fault or something, so often it comes out in Dhamma talk. And we're just describing a particular habit or way that people create suffering, and it's sort of generic people. But you realize, oh, he's actually, well, it's me. And then we can pick that up, and it's less challenging, when we are willing to learn and willing to change, then that's when we really that change actually.